I want to tell you this. One of the frustrations about talk radio for me is I'll probably never meet 99% of you. I may never know that we made a connection. In fact, I wasn't planning on reading this, but that being said, I just got a message from a listener said, I remember talking to you 30 years ago. I was a young cop and we discussed juvenile crime. Some listener Walter says, I'm glad to hear you've thrown off your leftist ideas, now walk with the Lord. I retire in 1 week after a 36 plus year career in L.A., heading to Granbury, Texas. God bless you. Walter, God bless you as well. So rare is a message like that. But I want to tell you, everything I say on this program, I mean. I'm not some air personality that has a shtick and, you know, I go off the air and Frank Sontag is my name. And I'm not bagging on anybody else. I'm just talking from my own view. There's some air personalities, they have different names. Fine, whatever. But I just want to talk to you directly in the moment we have here. Everything I share on this program, I mean. And above all, I really care about you. Now, you may not be a Christian or a follower of Christ, but I want to tell you, God loves you. Please hear me out. Because I hear this buzz, God is love, so that means, you know, love wins out, love is love, and all good. Not what I'm saying. I follow the Bible. But God loves you. He made you with a plan and a purpose for your life. My ministry is specifically about coming alongside men, discipling them, encouraging them. One of the greatest lies that we tend to buy into, and I think it's exacerbated by what I see as spiritual warfare, the shame, the guilt, making mistakes. We're all imperfect. We're all going to make mistakes in life. I just want to tell you, God loves you. And if I could play any part in encouraging you to finding the plan and purpose for your life, send me an email, frank@kmgministries.com, or just go to franksontag.com. I don't want to say, especially if you're a man, but we're a men's ministry. But I think this goes for men and women. What we've seen over the last 2 years is a separation by which we have bought into, as a society, a lot of the hype, which is fear, hysteria. And I think the buzz is somehow there's such a great divide amongst people. Never been so divided in our country. I don't believe that. I think most of us, if we have a little bit of a different viewpoint about things, most of us want the same things. We want to have a good life. Most of us want to have a family and love our loved ones and work hard and maybe try to buy a house one day, which seems to be more and more out of the possibilities with the way things are being run. But I think the greatest power is love. Not this namby-pamby love that we throw around in culture. I mean real love. My book that I follow, the Bible, says no greater love hath he than for one to lay his life down for a friend. I mean, that's love.